The power of creative vision. Be careful how you live, not as fools, but as those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity. Ephesians 5:15-16. The word opportunity is derived from the Latin word opportunus, which denoted favorable winds. Because such winds were advantage to ships seeking harbor, opportunists came to mean coming at a convenient time. Many people look upon their lives as a series of missed opportunities. Are you one of them? We cannot change the past, nor can we waste permanent the present by laminating over how many times we allow the winds of opportunity to pass us by. Don't let yourself become mired in the would have, could have, should have mode. Take the following steps to ensure that you make the most of every opportunity in the future. First, pray for creative vision. Take your ideas to Jesus, the one by whom all things are created, visible and invisible. In the living and the praying in Jesus' name, Dick Eastman and Jack Hayford explain, in Jesus' name, we pray for Christ's creative power to flow into every situation we encounter. His name truly creates. Creativity is defined as combining of two separate ideas to form a totally new idea. Therefore, when we pray in Jesus' name and present our ideas to Christ, He combines them with His creative genius, which results in the birth of altogether new ideas. Jesus is just waiting for you to prayerfully present your thoughts, dreams, and ideas to Him. Second, listen expectantly. After you had prayed for creative vision, be still, open your mind, and expect God to speak to you. In the book of James, we read, if you need wisdom, if you want to know what God wants you to do, ask Him, and He will gladly tell you. But when you ask Him, be sure you're ready to expect Him to answer. For a doubtful mind is as unsettled as a wave of sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. James 1:6. Emphasis added. God shares your dreams with you. He is eager to project His vision for you on a plasma screen of your expectant mind. And once you have that vision, He is waiting to open up the world of possibilities. Third, begin to pay attention to what is around you. John Maxwell writes, what are inventors? People who see opportunity in things where others see nothing. People whose senses are alive to creative possibilities. Inventors fail many times, yet realize the longer they work, the more they study, the closer they look, the greater their chances for success. Keep your eyes open to creative possibilities surrounding you. Fourth, be resourceful. Sometimes when God is calling us into a certain area, we need to make our own opportunities. During these times, we must be wise to implore. After building the door, other opportunities will arise, and you will find yourself continuing to your goal, but taking a different route to get there. Too many people are thinking of security instead of opportunity. They seem more afraid of life than death. Sometimes it seems easier to stay anchored in the place where we feel most comfortable. But the place may not be where God wants us to be. Courage is needed to set sail I arise today through God's wisdom to guide me.